This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Once again, this is Mary Ellen Moore. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the flu. A lot of people I know are very, very sick. Whether or not they have the flu remains to be seen, but I know sometimes people think when they're down in bed with a very bad cold that that can be the flu. But I am someone who does not believe in the flu shot, and I certainly can't tell people what to do. But I will tell you one thing, that I lived in another state at one time, and I had an internist who was an MD, and she told me that the best way to prevent the flu, better than a flu shot, was to take vitamin D3. And if you live in a cold, dark climate in the wintertime, she said you want to take about 10,000 milligrams or units per day. And in the summer, if you're out in the sun a lot, you can get away with about 2,000 to 5,000. She goes, that's your flu shot. And so the Power Mall does carry a very excellent vitamin D3 in case you're interested. And it's a very good way. There's many ways to build up your immune system with vitamin C and free anti-free radicals, and so we have everything at the Power Mall. But take care of yourself, because there's a lot of the crud going around. So back to, we're going to go a little bit into the news here. I want to talk a little bit about Davos, and you may have heard that Donald Trump is going to Davos. I'm kind of chuckling at this, because Davos is pretty much known as the biggest party for the global elite, and it pretty much represents the opposite of Trump's America First agenda. It's been highly, highly publicized, and it's so funny because it's highly publicized, and then about 3 months later, we have the Bilderberg meeting, and that is completely shrouded in secrecy, and I find that kind of humorous. But the last time a president went to Davos was in the year 2000, and it was President Bill Clinton. Obama, the Bushes, none of them ever attended Davos. So my question is, does he want to, does President Trump want to confront the global elite, or has he been evolving and co-opted a little bit? Because that seems like it's totally opposite from what someone who's a nationalist would want to do. It's probably the most iconic display of elite-driven globalization. It attracts, let's see, there's leaders in business and finance and politics, and they're going to have a lot of celebrities there as well. So it's supposedly going to break down economic barriers between nations and make the global community more connected. So it is the ultimate club for the global elite, and I don't have a real high opinion of them. I can't speak for all of you, but it was announced earlier in January that the president would attend, and even his former chief strategist, Steve Bannon, used the summit as a metaphor for describing the enemies of a nationalist agenda. So I don't know. Maybe President Trump wants to go there and expose them or school them a little bit. So it's going to be something interesting for us to watch, I think, and watch it we should. So keep your eye on that. The whole thing with the government shutdown is kind of interesting, too. I kind of got a kick out of poor Chucky Schumer blinking. And, you know, basically we're back to the same thing that they agreed to last Friday without having to go through all that chaos for 70 hours or however long it was. It's kind of cracked me up, because we're back to the beginning. But my big question is, and I'm really trying to understand why the American people elected politicians who would even conflate the illegal alien DACA people with our government being budgeted for. That, to me, the two should be totally separate. And, you know, I think the deal was that people in this country think that the Republicans are, right on the immigration issue, and they're not. You know, you've got the McCains and the Lindsey Grahams that are total open borders people, and you know whether you want to admit it or not, they have been working against this the law enforcement of our borders for a very long time. So I think we need to, everybody needs to write their congresspeople and tell them that when we do go back to the table on this, that the DACA recipients need to not be part of this conversation. But if they are part of the conversation, then we need to not only have the wall, because I don't think the wall in and of itself is going to be the answer to our prayers. I think if you don't end chain migration, if you don't end that ridiculous lottery, and if you don't put a stop to most of the needless refugee resettlement, then, you know, there's really nothing to talk about, because we have open borders, open borders, open borders, and we keep losing our freedoms because of our open borders. So I remember right after 9/11, I was in line in Los Angeles, going through security, going through the lovely TSA, the early TSA. And I remember thinking to myself, as they took my tweezer away from me, I remember thinking to myself, well, wait a minute, like 2.5 hours to the south of here, we have a porous border with people pouring in. And I've met many federal air marshals over the years who have told me about the, they call them OTMs, other than Mexicans, that were coming in. So it's not about Mexico, and it's not about being a racist, you know. Mexico, it's not a race. It's just a way to get an agenda across, where the Democrats want voters and the Republicans want cheap labor for their big business cronies. And it really is as simple as that. Plus, it's kind of a way to balkanize the United States away from, you know, the old borders language culture. And we do have our own culture here in America. And if you bring in too many large groups of people that end up being ghettoized or balkanized and they don't assimilate, then we're in big trouble. And that's something we're going to talk a little bit about with Phil Parrish when he comes on at the end of the hour. I'm very interested in seeing where all this is going to go, because they do have to come back to the drawing board on February 8th. So I don't know how all that's going to work out, but we shall see. And so I don't know. We've got so much going on in the news. I don't even know where to start. I kind of got a kick out of the governor. Oh, it's not funny. I shouldn't say that. The governor of Hawaii failed to avert the moments of horror for the citizens caused by the false ballistic missile, as he did not know the login and password for his Twitter account. So on January 13th, the emergency alert of the incoming ballistic missile that went on for 38 minutes and calls to seek shelter caused panic among Hawaii residents. And the retraction of the alarm might have come through earlier if the governor was aware of, he was aware of the false alert just 2 minutes after it went out to the residents' phones. But he didn't have his correct code or password to get into his Twitter account. Now, I want to ask a question here. Have we gotten to the point in this country with social media where our national security depends on whether a governor or a president or local officials can or cannot get onto their Twitter or their Facebook account? Something is very wrong here. I'm sorry, it's not funny, but it kind of is funny. Couldn't get onto his Twitter account. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we'll get Phil to talk about this a little later. Judicial Watch says that the immigrants that are entering the United States illegally through the southern border are quietly being relocated to different parts of the country on commercial flights. And high-ranking Homeland Security officials have told us this. In the last few days, groups of illegal aliens boarded planes at airports in Texas and Arizona, accompanied by taxpayer-funded government escort in civilian clothes to avoid drawing attention. The first flight originated at Valley International Airport in Harlingen, Texas, and was bound for Minneapolis. The second left from Tucson International Airport and arrived in Salt Lake City, Utah, federal sources said. In both locations, the illegal aliens appeared to be in their late teens and were escorted by a Health and Human Services chaperone. Judicial Watch has reached out to Health and Human Services for a comment, but, of course, did not hear back from that agency. And why we are allowing this to continue, and this has been going on for many, many, many years. So I just think this has got to stop, and we might want to ask Mr. Parrish about this when he comes on. The Philippines is having a very active volcano right now, and it is 56,000 people have fled, and they're going to evacuation centers. That's pretty big. And you know, it's kind of interesting when one volcano goes off like that, it has a huge effect on quote unquote climate change. And that's what kills me about these climate change people. They don't understand that there's a lot of natural phenomenon, and volcanoes being a huge one, that does affect our weather. And yes, there's both global cooling and both global warming in addition, and it is very much caused just as much by the Earth events as it is from man-made anything, which I'm very skeptical of, which also brings me to another piece of news that climate change denier, our hero John Coleman, passed away, the founder of the Weather Channel, and he gave the climate change people in Al Gore no end of grief because he was an authority on, he was a meteorologist, an authority on how climate change was a huge scam. So anyway, and Alaska got an earthquake this morning out in the Gulf. It was 7.9 magnitude, I guess. And they were very worried about a giant tsunami, but it apparently didn't materialize, so that's good. I have a lot of friends up there, and it's such a beautiful place, but there was a lot of evacuations that went on up there. So anyway, there is the Center for Disease Control has been quietly rolling out a nationwide program calling for immunization information systems, registering your vaccine information into a database. And I have a feeling someday if we ever get a biometric national ID for people, that's going to be part of it. So this effort has been running parallel with state vaccine registry implementations, and the CDC's openly stated that vaccine registries are a tool to identify areas of, quote, under vaccination, unquote, so that they can be addressed and brought into compliance. According to the Immunization Information System documentation, data can be provided to healthcare providers, public health, and other authorized stakeholders. I guess that includes school, child care, child camps, hospitals, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, we're going on about a four-minute break here coming up, and when we get back, we'll finish up the news, and then we will be ready to bring on our guest. Thank you.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options, organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed, and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Power Hour. We're waiting to get our guest up, Phil Parrish, and until we do, we'll just kind of keep going over the news here. Brad, do we have our guest? Okay, so... All right, so we'll kind of keep going over the news here. There's certainly a lot out there to go over. Wanted to talk a little bit about the Congress quietly pushing a bill to require this national biometric ID for all Americans. Are you there?
Hi. This is Philip Perry.
Hi, are you on, Phil?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. I was going to have to keep doing the news.
Oh.
Nope, no problem. Good, well, welcome. Want to give you a little bit of an introduction. I did at the beginning of the show, but Phil Parrish is one of the Minnesota candidates for governor. There's going to be an election this coming November, and we're very happy to have you on, by the way. Phil's from a small town in Minnesota. He's a husband, a father, a grandfather, and he was an educator for 26 years. And he's also currently a lieutenant commander in the Naval Reserves, and that's specifically Naval Intelligence. So he brings amazing info to the table and not heard from a lot of other candidates, even around the country. And we're working very hard to get people out caucusing on February 6th. But... You know, everyone's wondering, why would I bring on a candidate just from the state of Minnesota? And I maintain that there is a lot of overlap here. And, you know, most candidates in both parties are packaged, their establishment, their glad handers, and their politicians. And they know how to speak in such a way that doesn't offend the greatest number of potential voters. And we need candidates who can take on the two-party duopoly in this country and the global elite and the elites of both the Democrat Party and the GOP, who have they've helped run our states and our country, you know, into a place where we're heading more and more to the left. And we need candidates all over the country who are constitutional and who are not bought by lobby groups. And I've heard Phil speak a number of times, and I think he's right on the money. He's not a politician, and he's a constitutionalist. And I want to talk about a couple things today that are really pressing for everyone in the country, but mainly something that Phil has brought to the forefront is immigration, and specifically the refugee issue. And I think this is happening in a lot of states, but it's happening big time in the state of Minnesota. We've kind of led the way for many years. I think it's over 25 years in this state, and I'll let you speak to that. So why don't you give us a little bit about yourself, and we'll kind of head into some of these issues.
Wow, thanks. That was an awesome introduction. You kind of covered the education and the military experience. Yeah, born and raised in a small town, Minnesota, but life kind of took its own path when I got involved in the military, and I think it's interesting. My education career has complemented my military career, and vice versa. And now I'm finding day after day on the campaign trail that my military experience is more than applicable to what I'm trying to take on in the state of Minnesota. I'm an extremely good in investigator, and I specialize in counterterrorism and foreign policy. And a lot of what's going on, what you mentioned, is true. And a lot of us have been fighting the good fight for a long time and being told that we are, you know, conspiracy theorists or we're, you know, some kind of monster if we bring up the truth about what's being done to people. And so great introduction. Thank you.
Well, no, and could you speak just a little bit closer to your microphone or your phone there?
Yeah. Yeah. Is that
okay.
A little better?
Yeah, that's much better. Thank you very much.
Okay.
We're going to just speak a little bit more. What made you want to do this? What did you see that said, I've got to do this? And then we'll go to break and talk more after the break.
Perfect. So I was in my last set of orders working with a lot of law enforcement partners. And I saw some very common threads back to Minnesota quite frequently, and this continued to bother me over and over again. I would see threads back to Minnesota with counterfeit documents, money laundering, fraud. Minnesota, in my view, is in the top five of counterfeit vital records.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to the Power Hour. We are talking with Phil Parrish, who is a candidate for governor in the state of Minnesota, and we are going to be talking about his three major issues today: freedom, security, and prosperity. And the first thing, Phil, that I'd like you to address, and I want to kind of couch this a little bit to make sure we don't get off track with people's thinking, is the immigration relocation program, how this came about, and about these volunteer organizations that have bypassed the will of the American people, in not only in Minnesota, but in other states. And I also want to remind everybody that when we talk about the Muslims and the Muslim refugee relocation, we're not talking about the people's personal religious beliefs. We are talking about a culture and a political movement that is not compatible with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So I want to make sure everybody understands that, because people are free to practice their religion in this country. And Phil, I want you to address that and then give us a little background on these and explain what a Volog is.
Yeah, these voluntary agencies, it's a program that many of us were sold in the late 70s and early 80s. We were sold on this notion, this very compassionate notion of helping people get to America. Originally, in a way where individuals would sponsor someone. But a notion, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, it's much more complex than this, but a notion came along with, well, how can we move more people? How can we move them quicker? And how do we meet that five-year requirement of the sponsorship requirements to make sure that these people are independent and contributing to the community, have jobs, and can be self-sustaining? Well, someone came up with the notion of, well, the first 30 days we can have these volunteer agencies, the first 90 days we can complete such and such tasks. After 90 days we can, well, gee whiz, we could have social services programs actually be the sponsor. Now, the problem I have with that is, did any of them ask you, if, hey, by the way, we're bypassing the 10th Amendment, our legislators have abdicated their authorities and responsibilities, and these contracting agencies, these volunteer agencies, which, by the way, they're far from volunteer, in my opinion, because they are very paid very, very well for what they do. And we, as taxpaying citizens, have become, by default, the blanket sponsor. And no one asked us this. And quite frankly, the program has evolved into such, in my view, in my personal view, investigations and working overseas and in the United States as an intelligence officer and working with law enforcement partners, these programs have a very, very ugly side to them. You're right. It has nothing to do with religion. It has nothing to do with race, color, creed. It has to do with the exploitation of our communities that has reached such an unhealthy level. Many people are starting to see it, but very few people are willing to talk about it publicly because, again, we're baited into these conversations about racism and religion and everything when the truth is this is all about exploiting our communities. And then now we have this very visible movement, a political movement, a political ideology of, hey, wait a minute. We have now faith dialogue or faith delegate training in Minnesota. We have several organizations that are taking on the will of Allah to change the will of Allah will take hold and change the society. It'll be a new political society in Minnesota. And you have to step back and say, wait a minute. That's not about religion. That's about a political activist actually attempting to, I would use the word, be subversive and seditious to cause a overthrow of the Constitution, both the state Constitution and the United States Constitution. So that's where my work kind of led me to really start standing up and telling the truth about what's going on, the truth on the ground, what all of us are seeing in our communities that very few people are willing to talk about.
Well, I think, and, you know, I've noticed that not just here in Minnesota, but in other states, that there's a lot of bowing and subservience going on, to people that are coming in here and not making them assimilate to us. We are kind of being overly accommodating to them. And and to some extent, I don't have a problem with that as far as politeness goes and things like that. But this is turning into me. It's turning into one giant kumbaya moment. And, you know, I think a lot of these people, don't necessarily really want to come here to the either the United States or Minnesota. So maybe you can address that a little bit that regarding what's going on over there in some of those refugee camps.
Right. A lot of people who end up in these programs, these resettlement programs, they want nothing to do with coming here. Again, there's an ugliness to this program where people are essentially rounded up and put into the program, put on planes, and they oftentimes have no clue where they're going.
when they get here, the alleged volunteer organizations are attempting to provide the needed task to place them in a community in a house and get started with the, you know, food and housing responsibilities. But that's in a sense comes kind of to the extent of it. And then the community is left over with this very unplanned and uncoordinated effort that leaves people vulnerable in the community. And many of the refugees or asylum seekers or people who are just pulled into the program, they're victims as well. Because could you imagine if this was hundreds and hundreds of years ago, and we're talking about the slave ships, where people are rounded up and put on slave ships? I'm not trying to draw a direct analogy or a direct relationship, but the ugliness of what that would create in our minds, right? I would suggest to you, because of my work in my investigations and my direct experience with investigations and law enforcement partners, it is nearly that ugly. And in some cases, the human traffickers are more than that ugly in the sense of what we would have experienced hundreds of years ago. So these programs are not what was sold to us in America, not what our Judeo-Christian, you know, good-hearted Midwestern, just good old boy, good old gal Minnesotan, good old Minnesotan or Midwesterner notion of helping people. It's nothing like that. The truth is so far from that that most people don't really want to hear the conversation because the truth is so far from that.
Well, who exactly, I mean, you're talking about these so-called, you know, Catholic charities and Lutheran, all these, they're profiting. They've got this set up so they actually make a profit from bringing refugees into this country. And I'm just curious how that was. Was that set up with Congress? I mean, do our elected representatives understand this, or did they help with this, facilitate it?
Yeah, so in my view, if our legislators want to claim that they're not aware, it's because A, they haven't read the briefings that they were given, or B, they're intentionally overlooking it, or possibly C, they are knowingly participating because of there's another whole line of discussion in this with regards to a cheap labor force that is actually subsidized by taxpayers, which is a whole other line of discussion. But
I know that for a fact. And not every one of these immigrants that is doing this is part of the refugee, but I think they're bringing in legal immigrants, you know, from countries in West Africa that, you know, work now in a lot of the nursing homes, which is great, except the nursing homes only want to pay them a certain amount of money, so they are being subsidized somewhat by the taxpayer to up their pay. You know, they won't do that for Americans, but they'll do that for people they're bringing into this country, a workforce.
Yep. And so these agencies, back to where you started with this, these agencies, these nine BOLOGs, these nine voluntary agencies, are taking direction from a UN committee. And that UN. The UN committee is actually steering and directing where and when and how many are placed in. There's no sense to, for example, the criteria that they use for where, when, and how many. As an analyst, as a law enforcement specialist, if you try to pull it apart and try to analyze what they're doing and why, it's so nonsensical that you can't seem to make sense of it unless you actually start thinking of it as a means of ill intentions. Then there's puzzle pieces that start to come together, but we'll put that on a shelf for a minute. The fact is that you have these nine agencies then subcontracting, and here's back to why I got involved for running for governor and why it connects to my career. You have these nine government volunteer agencies are subcontracting tasks and responsibilities to subcontractors throughout the United States. Those subcontractors, many of them are front companies or shell companies. They don't really exist. They're getting paid for a task to literally launder money in the system.
We're going on a break right now, so we'll be back in about 5 minutes, okay?
Perfect.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. In case you're just tuning in, this is Mary Ellen Moore, guest hosting today for Daniel Brigman. And we have Phil Parrish, who is a candidate for Republican Party for the state of Minnesota, talking about platforms that people across this country need to be looking at when they go to choose their candidates and how important it is to get involved. And right now we're talking about refugee resettlement. I just want to throw something in here, Phil. My former spouse and I, back in the late 70s, sponsored a Laotian refugee family to this country. He was actually a pilot in the Laotian Air Force that worked with the Americans, and there was a very legitimate reason to bring in some of the Lao people to this country because they had to literally run for their lives after Vietnam fell. They had to run across the border. But the interesting thing, and the only reason I bring this up, is because when we knew we were going to sponsor, they actually lived with us for a short time. We helped them out of our own pocket, you know, get a job, get an apartment. We weren't reimbursed for everything that we spent out of our pockets, but that was kind of the beginning, I think, of these groups. But back then, these people were very extremely vetted. We knew everything about these people, their names, their background, everything that we were getting. It was a mother, father, and child, and we're still dear friends to this day, and they've been very successful in this country assimilating and all of that. And they brought over some of their, and there was other relatives that came over who have also been successful. So I think there's a way to do this, but we've all, over the last 20 years, something has happened, and it's like this mass influx, almost like there's a conspiracy to change America.
Yep. Yes, there is actually, in my view, something going on that could be viewed. Those of us that visit about it, we could be viewed as conspiracy theorists. I would suggest it's not conspiracy theory at all. I would like people to actually do some search on the internet and dig into some data points. Dig into the states. This is just one example of this. There's many, but this is one. Dig into the states in the United States that have the highest number of senior citizens and retirees leaving their state.
Ooh.
Now, put that data kind of like bullet points on a map of Minnesota. And again, every state is dealing with this, but primarily Minnesota and a few of the other states, Michigan. So put that data point on there that over 30 to 33% of your senior citizens or retirees are leaving the state. Overlay that data on whichever state you live in. Overlay that data with a map of or some numbers of how many, at least trackable, how many refugees, illegals, asylum seekers have entered your particular state. After you overlay that data, maybe in colored pen, for example, and just overlay it over your state and where, then start overlaying some data that'll start making you a bit uncomfortable. If you see a population change to the extent where those who actually produce any kind of wealth that's taxable, you factor in the tax schemes of that state and what those tax schemes are about and the primary a reason for those tax schemes, you can start drawing some conclusions on your own. You don't need to be an intelligence officer. You don't need to be a law enforcement officer. You can be an everyday citizen. Start thinking about you have a net loss of wealth-producing citizens. You have a net and then a gain of whatever gain you do have is people who are dependent on social services and social programming that all have to be dependent on taxes. A, you're going to find immediately you're going to be alarmed that that spells a tax, spells an economic issue that is going to bring crisis to your state, which already has for many states. I would suggest Minnesota is on the verge of an extremely serious financial crisis. And then you have to start asking yourself, well, what's the real purpose of doing that to a state? Why would any legislators participate in that? And again, here's a very simple, very careful here about giving legislators a break on this and both parties, both major parties. They can't claim, if they're looking at their budgets, if they're actually participating in the legislative cycles and looking at even some of the raw data of just planning for budgets, they can't claim that they don't see something's wrong because the simple math doesn't even add up. And the stories or narratives or the popular narratives that were sold every day through the media and or some of our legislators that just like to, you know, get reelected and smile for the camera, which, by the way, back to they're very happy to abdicate their responsibilities in this program because then they don't have to look anybody in the face and say, well, the program wasn't my program. It's not me. I didn't do anything. Well, sorry, but you're the one that abdicated your authorities and responsibilities. So, again, you look at those data points average, everyday citizen, and one side note, it's interesting to me how many people are so insulting to our everyday working Americans, working Minnesotans. They go, oh, Phil, why do you talk about this stuff? Nobody actually gets it. Nobody understands what you're talking about. Are you kidding me? Not only do most of Americans understand it and get it, most of Americans, most of Minnesotans are actually starting to stand up and say, wow, not only do we get it, but we've been trying to tell people about it for a long time, but we keep getting beat down by somebody come along and calling us, you know, some phobia. It's just ridiculous. We have a lot of really hardworking people in America, in Minnesota, who are going to work every day, day after day, working sometimes 10, 12 hours, 6 days a week, and still can't help their own children. And then tell that to a mom, to touch back what we were talking about a few minutes ago,
right.
Tell that to a mom that somebody's getting subsidized. They're getting to work. They get their work, their full income, plus they're being subsidized with food and housing, sometimes up to 94%, still after 5 years plus in the state. That is not the intention of the program.
You mean they're getting their pay, plus they're getting more subsidies on top of that?
Yeah, because they have several of categories of refugees and asylum seekers actually get a waiver to be able to work and not lose their subsidies. And in that waiver, by the way, another side note, back to the beginning of all this, we have a situation in foreign countries where people are going to class how to fill out in their native language, how to fill out these forms to maximize their benefits. They're holding courses like you and I would go to college to learn about accounting. They're holding courses on how to maximize their benefits. I mean, we're so far removed from the example where you gave, where you sponsored a family and you had to do a lot of that on your own.
Right.
We're so far removed from that that we're into this narcissistic, sick world of enabling a level of exploitation that is criminal. If you and I did what actually the truth on the ground, what these programs are doing, we would be pulled in for questioning for fraud. A mom who's trying to work a full-time job and feed her children is losing benefit because she chooses to work. And a refugee or an asylum seeker is getting a waiver and gets three times as much. Plus.
Okay, well, we're going to break top of the hour. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Hold that thought.
Yep. Yep.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, ThePowerMall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new ThePowerMall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded with hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.